Nerd Soul.
Ooh, lay ill kid at one youngster holding it down, bring that street geek and nerd soul. What is up, my people? Today, all year, coming with another wonderful episode of That's Right, You Best Believe It. I ain't telling you no lies. That's right, on stream. We haven't talked about evil this season at all. Guys, I know you guys have been dealing with me. There's been all kinds of, we've been moving, changing, moving things around. There's all kinds of stuff going on. You're like, yo, man, I don't know where we at. Where we gonna be at, dude? We gotta keep it on your toes. So anyway, we ain't talked about evil since season one. All right, season two is now underway. We got episode 1, 2, 3, and 4. And our team is back together. And I guess before we get started off, I wanted to know, how are you guys feeling about this season? Because I was worried about a season two. I ain't going front. I was worried at how it would roll, if it would be as good as, you know, as the first season. You know what I'm saying? Because season one was a situation where I didn't really have any belief in the show. I was like, nah, let me see Luke Cage fight some demons or something. And turned around on me, like I said last year, you know what I'm saying? Turned around. So now I'm looking at the show and I'm saying, hey, will it be able to live up to how I felt last season? You know what I'm saying? Is it going to be able to be as good as I thought it was before? And yeah, I'm digging it. We'll get into a couple of things that I'm like, man, I really want to see, but we got 13 episodes. We only got 4. So we still got a good amount of TV left. So, I mean, we might get into the stuff that I'm wanting to see, but for now, we looking good. So first off, shout to the ball-headed brothers out there, Mike Colter and me, you know what I'm saying? We're keeping it real. All right, so to get this started, the way the last season ended off, I'm like, oh snap, we're gonna be on this whole investigation with the kids and the embryos and all that, and we're kind of tabling that this season because we got a whole, of course, you still got your kind of monster of the week thing going on, and you still got, you know, you got Leland, and you know what I'm saying, we got a lot. So I want to run through kind of our characters. If you're new to this channel and how I talk about shows, I basically talk about characters themselves as if they're real, as if I'm going to give them advice myself. You know what I'm saying? Then we go kind of character by character from time to time. You know what I'm saying? So this season, a standout that came through last episode is Abby. Abby is an interesting character because, like George is... I guess on some kind of like fourth wall mess right now, where George is like leading us through this season. I guess George like, look, I done had my fun. Let me get Abby in the mix. And Abby and her interaction with Ben has been very interesting, to say the least, especially where Ben is on his whole, you know, his whole perspective and journey spiritually. So having a character that's like, yo, I don't believe, I haven't believed, and I think all of this is hogwash, experiencing this is very interesting because the show Evil does a good job of staying on the line of like, hold up, was that real? Or okay, it's definitely real, right? Or he's tripping. You know what I'm saying? Is this just a dream, or is it real, or is this some spiritual component? But seeing how Abby is not even really trying to scare him, really. It seems like Abby's on some like, yo, I just want to screw with you, or maybe something else. But we'll leave that alone. It's a family show. So seeing how she's come into play, and how basically she's just kind of around to screw with him in his like mental state and his perception of like what's going on, I like that because I've always been interested in a, like, I guess you could say like Joker type character that doesn't really have a specific aim, or at least not that we know now, like doesn't have a specific aim, is just kind of like there to like create havoc. And since we're talking about Abby and Ben, the last episode that we dealt with, let me pull it up. What the name of the episode was? F for Fire? Was it F for Fire? No, It was EFA Elevated because they played the L game. Yeah. So the moment where she came to him when he was down in the nether region or the nether realm or whatever, or if it's some kind of sub-basement that everyone's forgotten about, who knows? But he's down there, and she comes to him almost in a weird, comforting way. Like, almost in a way where it's like, are you trying to help him? It's interesting, and I mean, of course, it's always a case of her just screwing with him in general, but seeing how she came to him and how he's like, you're not real, you're not real. But of course, back to that statement of, what is it? There's no atheist in a foxhole. Like, you see him going back to pray. And this is a much different Ben than we've ever seen. A much different Ben than we've ever seen in season one, especially last episode, the one with the fire, where he's like, yo, we're in Queens with a sheik and a priest performing an exorcism. Like, you know, it's, you know, he super not believing, but then seeing his turn and how he was feeling and then writing his letters or his I guess his text note or whatever to Kristen and David, just seeing his attitude, his emotions change. I really love that, man. And Ben is a boss, man. On the sneak tip, got love for Ben. I like how Ben called old girl from season one. She was like, "What you want?" He did mess that up though. Like he definitely messed up. I was like, "Bro, like yo, like this is kind of like you good. You in a good situation. Why you tripping?" But him seeing his sister come back into play, seeing his home life, seeing how he's interacting with Abby, I've really dug that. I've really dug that, and I'm happy to see that. Now, you know, should I talk about Leland? Should I talk about Leland? You know what? We're going to hold that for a second. I want to talk about Lexis. All right, so we got all the girls, right? But we know Lexis is one of the embryo kids. And I know this is not nice to say. I'm sure there's some people out there, this is not a diss. I'm just naming them embryo kids so that we know that they came from the embryos that the demons mess with. We ain't even nothing nurse hole don't like, you know, embryonic babies or something. You know, it's nothing about that. You know what I'm saying? So don't be hitting my inbox like, oh, well, you know, I was an embryo. Like, well, I mean, technically we was all embryo, but just whatever. Anyway, back to what I was saying. She's one of the kids from the what is that? RSC? RLM station? Whatever it is. All right, so, you know, I don't know if we can trust her. Not because Lexis is bad, but because since she's been essentially, I don't know if you could say, would tainted be the word? Help me out. Tainted, corrupted, I don't know, man. I don't know. Because Lexis isn't bad. Like, she's not doing it on her own, but since they've kind of like left that back door in her mind or whatever that allows them to kind of like hypnotize her whenever they want to come up in the house and all kinds of stuff, I don't know if it's safe to have her around the other girls, you know what I'm saying? And they keep finding ways to isolate her. So like, for instance, you know, we have Lexis and she got the tooth. So they're like, oh yeah, we're going to put you, take you to the dentist to get your tooth done. All right. So they leave her in there and you know there's something weird going on about your daughter. Come on, Kristen. Even Kristen don't believe, and that's cool if you don't believe. I'm just saying, like, you know that you have been seeing children that are affected by, you know, this, whatever this is, they're affected by this, and you gonna leave her in there with them doctors? You ain't told them nothing. You ain't gave them no kind of come on, man. Why you gonna lead him like that? Why you gonna, like, Kristen, you put them in danger. Actually, you put them and Alexis in danger. What if they had a weird reaction where they, like, stabbed her with the scalpel or something? I don't know. You'd be like, ah, my finger, pow, and stabbed her. You know what I'm saying? You put them both in danger. Like, all right. So, you got that. And then when they went to play the L game, which I'm going to get on how bad of a mother Kristen is shortly, because this is just a little check-in. We'll get to the whole season at the end of the season. But it's just, I've been wanting to talk to y'all. I've been wanting to say, like, yo, this is how I feel about this season. Do I enjoy it? Am I in it? Yes. But Kristen, sweet Lordy Lord. Anyway, so they go to play the L game and they leave Lexis by herself. I'm like, you know Lexis is the demon kid. Why you go? Lexis should be, like, surrounded on all four corners by, like, dudes praying like the golden child or something, all right? That's all I'm saying. She need to be surrounded. So, all right. So, we don't even know what she's been going through on her moments alone, which I'm pretty sure we'll be privy to later. But it just makes it hard for me on the parental side for Kristen. But Lexis, I feel bad for her. I don't know if we'll be able to fix what is wrong with her or the other children. Like her, like the girl that played Effafire or whatever, because it was done at an embryonic state. So I don't even know if you can stop whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if you can, like, remove whatever from her or her body or something like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know if we'll be able to save her. I hope so, because I mean, Lexis is cool, man. All the girls is cool. It's just, you know, who knows? So let's go on. I want to talk about, you know what? It's hard for us to talk about Leland without talking about my Dukes. So I think I'll talk about Leland and Cheryl at the same time. So right now what I'm getting from Leland and Cheryl, Leland's having the time of his life. I feel like this season, more so than in season one, Leland is in full control. Like, I feel like Leland holds all the cards and knows exactly what he's doing while our team is floundering. You know what I'm saying? David, he's got his stuff going on with the priesthood and becoming a father. And then, I mean, a preacher father, not a father. And then Ben has this whole thing with Abby going on now. And he was, like, watching the computer with Leland, and Leland looked at him and started laughing. And then you got the whole thing with Kristen, with us believing maybe she was a demon at the end of season one, but then that being kind of reversed with the cobalt. And then now the whole thing with the gin, with the fire, and going to the bar and, like, cheating on your man and stuff. We'll talk about that in a second. But I feel like Leland is in full control. Like, Leland coming off on me like, yo, psh, I got this. I know what I'm doing. I ain't got to, like, I hold all the cards. The only thing about Leland that I think will be his downfall is that even though at this time I do think he does hold all the cards, I think he's too arrogant. You know how when that villain's like, I got it made. Once they do that, once they kick both them feet up on the desk, that's when you screw up. See, like, Leland, you in control, but now you're trying to juggle too many issues at once. So the biggest issue is Cheryl, because Cheryl was like, look, I'm going to put your business out there. You done hurt me, and I'm coming for the jugular. Now, I will say this. I got to give your boy Leland 2021's diss of the year. This man said, and I'm gonna see if I can find the actual diss. But he said, I can't find, but all right, so you watch the show, so you know. He said, take your dried up ovaries and go back to whatever rock you crawl from under. All right, now look, Cheryl is an older woman. Cheryl is not, she's not my flavor, but I'm sure there's someone out there for you, girl. You know what I'm saying? And she like, you ain't my flavor neither. So, it like, you know, but you just don't say dried up ovaries, man. That when he said it, I was like, oh, I rewound that back. I was like, this man said, take yo dried up ovaries and go back. We gonna leave that where it was. So Cheryl in a place where, okay, she's kind of back. She got, you know, she got her psychology on. She back with Kristen. You know, that's a place that might not be as controllable as Leland thinks. And then also, I think he's playing too, or flying too close to the sun with being so close with David and everything. The whole thing with the exorcism, and I think he's doing a little too much. I think that might be his downfall, is because even though he has the plan and it seems like he's in control, he's definitely doing too much. Like he's doing a lot right now where it's like, dude, you're in control, but now you're starting to gloat. And when you start to gloat, that's when you start to lose. Ask any villain from Bond or something like that. You're about to lose. So slide that to the side. Because there's a couple people I want to get to last. You know, we in the middle of the season. I don't want to talk too much. But Kristen, you're a bad mama. All right, look. One thing, when are you going to call your husband? Alright, now look, I know people might be like, oh, well, you know, nurse, so your marriage is still new. But I'm like, yo, we don't even have a scene where she calls her husband. Or where, I don't see an email, her looking lovingly at a photo or nothing. She's just like, look, he gone. I'm going to live my life. Then she going everywhere, kids all over the place. Then she going to take her kids to the elevator game. Are you kidding me? What if it worked? What if your kids was down there with the crawling lady? And then, also, Kristen, you be lying, all right? Ben asked you. Oh, matter of fact, Asif Manvi, I never expected you to be as dope in this role as you were. I mean, as you are. Shouts to you. But anyway, Kristen, you know you lying. He said, what happened? You lying, she done. Like, you know you saw something. And if you would have told him, then he wouldn't have went down there and been down there with the rocks and stuff. And the two dead kids. Look, all right, okay. First, Kristen, you're a bad mama. You need to reassess what you're doing, all right, and get your mama skills back. Because I don't know when your kids see you. Whenever your kids see you, like, oh, look, I'm looking at demon stuff. You want to look too? No, man. All right, your kids is kids. Now, I know you got the oldest one. What is her name? What's the oldest? Oh, let me look up. What's the oldest girl? Sarah? Lynn. Sorry, Lynn. Lynn. I don't know why I got Sarah, but anyway, Lynn. Lynn's the oldest girl. Like, you just got to do a better job, man. I feel like you ain't checking for your husband because you out in the streets. I saw you. Yeah, I saw you at the club. You was at the club talking to that dude, talking about some, I'm sexy in here. So, look, all right, you got a man. Stop it. Keep your butt at home. Alright, I'm gonna tell you just like I tell any man, keep your butt home. Alright, you're gonna be out there in the street, then next week you're gonna really be burning if you out there in the streets. I'm just saying, you don't know what's out there. Alright, so slide that to the side. We'll talk about Kristen at the end of the season. David, you a baller. Alright, you got the new nun or whatever, she gonna help you out. What you need to do, she needs to be she needs to be your Yoda right now, because you got to step your game up. All right, first, it's been a long time since you connected with God, you know what I'm saying? And you got to get off them drugs, you got to get your mind right. That's all I'm saying. Get your mind right, you ready to go. Do I like how you punched that dude at the black pastor's meeting or whatever? Kinda, but at the same time, you got to reel it in. You can't be going to the fisticuffs all the time. All right, man, you too old for that. You too old to be just hitting people, man. You ain't 19. What's going on with you? Fighting out here like you in high school. I understand it's high stress for you, David. There's a lot of stuff going on. You got the racism stuff going on. You got Leland getting on your nerves. You got the whole thing with Kristen, the will you, won't they. Then the old girl from last season that came through and got a little something. I remember that. Shoot, I'm just saying. Nothing wrong with her. But anyway, look. If you're getting on your father on, get your father on. You gotta get focused, all right? Focus up. You gotta let that stuff slide. You can't be hitting people, man. Alright? We got important things to do. Alright, you got the RSM facility, you gotta worry about the embryos, you gotta be a father, get the priesthood thing done, and get the RSM thing done. The racism will, I guess it'll work itself out. I don't know, man. You know, look, you know it's mad racist, and you just look, you can't handle demons and racism at the same time. There's a lot of stuff for you to do. Are my antennas hot? Yes, but I'm also not chasing down demons, man. Look, you got to put this in perspective. I don't know, maybe demons first, then Leland, then racism or something. I don't know. But all I'm saying is, like, look, you got a lot, and you can't handle and juggle all those topics at once. So I'm just saying, look, right now you got to focus up. And for all three of our team, communication is key. One, Kristen, you need to let them know that you killed that man. You just got to let them know. They're your team, they got to know. You know what I'm saying? They got to know. Maybe there's plausible deniability, but they need to know. Number two, Ben, you need to let the team know about what you've been seeing in your dreams with Abby. I mean, I know she's been sexing you down, but that's some of that dirty love. You can't have that. Number three, David, you got to let them know about the new nun or the real spiritual nun and what she sees in Leland. Y'all need to come together, coalesce as a team, all right? And then get your facts together, and then y'all can fight against Leland, because Leland holding all the cards, all right? And y'all out there looking bad. So look, guys, holler at me. I'm going to holler at you. Down in the comments. Of course, NEID, SOUL, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all them places. Hit that thumbs up. If you like what you're seeing, hit that thumbs down. If you don't, if you hit that thumbs down, I'm going to send an Addy after you. Depending on who you are hitting the thumbs down, you might be like, send it on through. But anyway, point is, if you... Abby and George is going to come your way. Podcast for listening, Spotify for that music. Much love to all y'all. Until next time, it's me for you just saying peace. And we out.